Hello, I'm Janet Smith, the Children and Education Programme Director at the Edinburgh Book Festival.
Hello, I'm Roland Gulliver. I'm the Associate Director of the Edinburgh Book Festival. As people have already noticed from this year's programme, Neil Gaiman is one of our guest selectors, and we're very excited to welcome him to Edinburgh, where he's going to be doing five events. Janet, can you tell me a bit about what Neil's doing?
Over his five different events, he is in conversation with different people, from a psychologist to a theatre director to a fellow graphic novel writer and also the novelist Margaret Atwood. And in each, he will essentially be exploring the ideas within his own writing and his own books, and the idea of how he interweaves the myths and fables and memory and imagination and creates these quite modern fantastical stories, whether it's his adult book, The Ocean at the End of the Lane, or his new children's book, Fortunately the Milk. He's able to kind of interweave the elements of fantasy, reality, until as the reader you're not very sure as to what is made up and what actually happened in the stories.
Fortunately the Milk, we are getting that as an exclusive preview, aren't we?
We are indeed. It doesn't actually publish in the UK until September. So yes, it will be the first event that he talks about that. And he's in conversation with Vicky Featherstone, who was our director at the National Theatre of Scotland and is now at the Royal Court in London. And 10 years ago this summer, she adapted Neil's The Wolves in the Wall for theatre. She'll be talking about how theatrical, in essence, his books actually are.
And it's very interesting that talking about Neil and his work and that kind of retelling and that recreating of modern myths, there are many other authors in the programme who are looking at that, in particular people like Claire McFall and Larry Donn.
Yeah, I think for a lot of writers, for young people, it is a brilliant start point when you think back to all the Ladybird classic stories like Hansel and Gretel and Goldilocks. Every child kind of grows up with that inherent knowledge of these stories. And so it is a brilliant base point to begin building your own story. So Claire McFall, for example, who's a debut writer this year, brings in the idea of the River Styx and a character who essentially has died but doesn't know that he's dead. And he meets the ferryman who wants to take him over the river. And it is that kind of brilliant way of discovering these myths and legends through contemporary fiction. And another person who does that brilliantly is the novelist Larry Donn, who in her Fables and Fairies books creates a whole world that involves mythological beasts all interwoven into our own reality. And it is really, really brilliantly done. Similarly, there are other writers who use stories by other people as a kind of jump off point. So Sam Gayton takes the idea of Gulliver's Travels in his book Lilliput, and he turns it around so that a character from Lilliput comes to our world, except she's really, really tiny. And it's about her trying to get home to Lilliput again, which is the reverse of how it operated when Gulliver was in Lilliput, trying to get home to his world. And Adam Gidfitz, who'll be talking with Sam Gayton, he has written Through a Glass Grimly, which is a retelling of the Brothers Grimm stories. And he's gone back to the very dark, original tellings of those stories.
Obviously, I'm a big fan of Sam Gayton, his telling of Gulliver's Travels and a retelling of the story. That's one I grew up with, certainly. But also taking quite dark and scary characters like Dracula, who he still haunts people.
He does. And also in Will Hill's stories in his Department 17, his series, the whole idea, if you've got an immortal character like Dracula, then what happens when that book ends? Where does that character go? And so he's picked up Dracula's story and fed him through and into his own fiction and his own realities and his own fantastical worlds. And it kind of lets you either go on after having read Dracula and still have that character in your stories, or else it kind of works in the opposite way. So if you've never read Dracula because you're quite a young reader, then it's a brilliant introduction to that character.
One of the kind of joys of these great stories is that writers come along and pick them up and take them forward and present them in a different setting and present them, you know, follow on their lives and rewrite their stories.
Yeah, and we've got other writers in the programme, both in the children and the adult programme, who are doing a similar thing. Charlie Fletcher, with his book Far Rockaway, he has characters from Treasure Island and from The Last of the Mohicans interwoven into his story. Ronald Frame, the adult writer, he has taken characters from Great Expectations and in fact given their story before they came into Great Expectations in Havisham. We find out what happened to Miss Havisham to make her the character that she is in Dickens' original novel.
Finally, going to our other guest selector, which is Margaret Atwood, one of her panel discussions will be looking at myth and legend and exploring why it's such a Scottish phenomenon and why we love ghost stories and hauntings and myths. And she'll be talking about that with Valerie Martin and Ian Rankin. So that's just a selection of different events from our two guest selectors, from Neil Gaiman and Margaret Atwood, but also many other authors who are in the programme who will looking at myths and fables and retellings of great stories.
And not to come along means you would be mistaken.